If you listen, you'll hear the word conspiracy a lot. Conspiracy theories, conspiracy trials, criminal defendants who claim that the evidence against them is all part of a conspiracy. Whenever I hear the word conspiracy, I'm immediately transported back to studying for the multi-state bar examination, a test almost all lawyer hopefuls have to pass with flying colors before they can get their bar card. Criminal law is one of the subjects on the multi-state, and as any freshly graduated law student can tell you, a conspiracy is a combination of two or more persons to commit a criminal or unlawful act by criminal or unlawful means. Actually, that's the law dictionary definition, and it's something criminal law professors use to help refresh the recollection of just graduated law students, eager to pass the bar, but perhaps over 2 years out of their only criminal law class in law school. Those professors also remind lawyer hopefuls that conspiracy in a criminal sense means different things in different places. There's a disagreement between the states on the exact elements of a conspiracy charge. In Illinois, for example, a prosecutor must prove that the person charged with conspiracy did three things. One, that he intended that a criminal offense be committed. Two, that he agrees with another to commit the offense. And the all-important third element, that there's some act done in furtherance of the criminal plan. All important because that's where states disagree. In Virginia, for example, in a conspiracy case, all that a prosecutor needs to prove is that there was a meeting of the criminal minds. The co-conspirators don't need to do anything to further their evil plan, just plan it, and they're off to the clinker. But in Illinois, as in most states, the alleged evildoers do have to do some evil, take some step toward achieving their plan of criminal activity before they can be convicted of conspiracy. An overt act, as we learn in criminal law. And exactly what satisfies that overt act is really up to the fact finder. But there's a case from 1975 that offers some fine examples. A jury found the defendant guilty of conspiracy to rob the manager of a big factory in Illinois, the man who made a deposit at the bank every night. Nothing ever happened, no robbery ever occurred, but the judge sent the defendant away for 3 to 5 years for conspiracy. The defendant argued on appeal that the prosecution had not shown he'd done an overt act to further the robbery plan. But the court found several acts sufficient. Traveling to the scene of the planned crime, buying a car to use, watching the plant manager leave the factory at the same time every day. The appellate court found that the defendant and his co-conspirators had overtly acted to further the robbery beyond talking about it, and so upheld the conspiracy charge. That's conspiracy. I'm transported back to studying for the bar whenever I hear the word because I penned some song lyrics so I could help remember the elements of conspiracy and the fact that states disagree on the overt act requirements. Lyrics I put to an old Elton John song called Honesty. Lyrics I simply can't get out of my head whenever I hear the word conspiracy. Which I think proves one thing. The next time someone tells you lawyers aren't hip, you tell them that's a big conspiracy. I'm Amy Guida.